That's right. It's time to jump the 2-hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 3rd of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 987, Hugh Capet was crowned King of France after being elected to the throne rather than inheriting it. The son of the powerful Duke Hugh the Great, he was elected as the successor of Louis V, who had died with no legitimate heirs, having proven himself through his nobility and military might. This act established the Capetian dynasty that would rule France until the French Revolution in 1792. Today's date in 1035, William the Conqueror became Duke of Normandy. Quebec City in Canada was founded on today's date in 1608. 1767, Pitcairn Island was discovered by midshipman Robert Pitcairn on an expeditionary voyage commanded by Philip Carteret. The island would go on to be later settled by mutineers from the infamous Bounty and a handful of Tahitian captives. Really fascinating story, just FYI. You should read up on it if you get the chance. Following attacks by local indigenous peoples on farms in the Hawkesbury region, today, July 3rd in 1797, New South Wales Governor Captain John Hunter dispatched a party of soldiers from the New South Wales Corps to protect settlers. I can't find a specific massacre that was attached to that one, but there were an awful lot of massacres, killings of First Peoples going on in that area at the time. The last pair of great auks, a kind of large flightless bird, were killed today in 1844. Two men, on orders of a merchant who wanted specimens for preservation, discovered the last pair incubating an egg, so they crept up and strangled the birds, then, just for the hell of it apparently, smashed the egg with the heel of their boot. What absolute jackasses. 1866, the Austro-Prussian War was decided at the Battle of Königgrätz, resulting in Prussia taking over as the prominent German nation from Austria. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt dedicated the Eternal Light Peace Memorial and lit the eternal flame at the Gettysburg Battlefield today in 1938. 1940, to stop ships falling into German hands, the French fleet of the Atlantic was bombarded by the British fleet, causing the loss of three battleships and the deaths of 1,200 sailors. The biggest explosion in the history of rocketry occurred when the Soviet N1 rocket exploded, destroying its launch pad, today's date in 1969. The Fitzgerald inquiry into possible illegal activities and associated police misconduct in Queensland ended today's date in 1989. And based on the inquiry's final report, a number of high-profile politicians were charged with crimes. John Jickley Peterson was forced to resign as Premier. Two by-elections had to be called, three former ministers and the police commissioner were jailed, and it also contributed to the end of the National Party's 32-year run as the governing political party in Queensland. All in all, a pretty good inquiry, I would have to say. 1996, the UK House of Commons announced that the Stone of Scone, aka the Stone of Destiny, used in the coronation of Scottish and subsequently English and British monarchs, would be returned to Scotland after 700 years in Westminster Abbey. Finally, July 3rd in 2013, President of Egypt Mohamed Morsi was overthrown by the military after 4 days of protests calling for his resignation, to which he did not respond. Ali Mansour was declared acting president. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Author Franz Kafka, born 1883. Tom Cruise is 58. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 49. And Olivia Munn, the big 4-0. Happy birthday, Olivia. And some famous musos. Polystyrene, X-ray specs, born 1957. Johnny Lee is 74. Vince Clark, founding member of Depeche Mode, 60. He didn't stick around for long, but we were hearing one he featured on at least. Just can't get enough. Going out on someone different today. Kevin Earn, Bare Naked Ladies, 51 this morning. Shane Lynch of Boyzone, 44. And pianist Lola Astanova is 35. This one going out to Judith Durham of The Seekers, 77 this morning. Originally formed in Melbourne in 1962, The Seekers were the first Australian group to achieve major success in the UK and the United States. In 1967, they were named as Joint Australians of the Year, the only group honoured in that fashion. Judith has gone on to a solo career, but we are hearing one from The Seekers this morning. I'll Never Find Another You, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.
I should lose your love, dear. I don't.